Hello, Magnus Turner, MP, at your service. I just wanted to say, now the report has been published and we've all had an opportunity to digest the many inaccuracies it contains, that I accept full responsibility, without exception and without excuse, for the appalling advice I was given by my staff. Who I think is very unfair of you to blame. They do a marvellous job. However, for accepting their very clear guidance, which I'd never have thought of myself, I now offer more regret than you could ever possibly believe.
Well, now that's out of the way, hasn't the weather been glorious lately? Well, it is here in southern Spain, anyway, where I'm currently overseeing the sale of a few properties, where you wanted us out of Europe, and I'm jolly well getting out as fast as my portfolio crumbles. There is a sales catalogue available if you're interested in buying a place in the sun or two. Only 12 volumes, 200-page executive summary. All transactions strictly in cash, please, and only in US dollar bills. Or gold. Gold holds its value very well. But I feel I should perhaps explain myself on the matter of the Iraq vote all those years ago. I don't deny I made a number of misunderstood decisions, and I simply say to you now that I am deeply sure that history will confirm that I was right to believe what I believed at that time. The world is a better place today because of the way I behaved back then. I am sorry, but it just is. Of course I accept my full share of responsibility for the mistakes of the past, my share being a terribly, terribly small one. But I mean, put yourself in my position. What would you have done in my place? You have to understand, this was a vote of historic significance. The debate lasted over 10 hours, the Labour government front bench were arguing for invasion, and the Tory opposition took full advantage of their democratic right, their democratic duty, to challenge the government at every turn, arguing for a harsher invasion, sooner. Oh, I'll never forget it. The House of Commons was absolutely packed to the rafters. It was an entirely unprecedented opportunity to get a decent table at my favourite restaurant. McCafferty's of Westminster, I don't know if you know it. I was first taken there some time ago by Gordon Brown. The service can be a little slow sometimes. I remember on one occasion Alistair Campbell was so furious about being kept waiting for the House Special Watermelon Bomb, the WMB, it became something of a running joke with him. 45 minutes this, 45 minutes that. He even started putting it in Tony Blair's speeches from time to time. Do you know, I only found out recently it was never even on the menu. Happy days. But I do recommend McCafferty's if ever you're in town. Mrs. May spent most of the referendum campaign there this summer, just after her speech about the importance of remaining in Europe, but hating every minute of it. And I can only assume that's where Mr. Cameron has been since the 23rd of June. Oh, just by the way, I'm sure you've been as concerned as I have by the recent rise in the diagnosis of dementia in this country. I hear that doctors have now agreed to stop asking patients, "Do you know who the Prime Minister is?" Well, it's a terribly unfair question, isn't it? No one really knows. At the time of recording this, it's a choice between two equally strong candidates. I think if I had a vote, and I don't, but if I did, I think mine would go to Theresa. If only so her new cabinet could style itself the Iron Maiden. I know Andrea also models herself very much on Mrs. T, but I don't really see Mr. Putin calling her the leadsome lady, do you? Well, all this and much more will be covered in future editions of this podcast. You may know I've produced a few of them over the years, but always with long gaps in between. That's mostly the fault of Europe or something. And for that I apologise on behalf of the Labour Party. I will try to speak to you a little more regularly from now on. I won't promise when the next one will appear. That would be an empty promise, and I only deal in MT promises.
Magnus Turner, you see. Magnus Turner, MP, MT promise.
Now, that joke was sent to me, actually, by Mr. Jarvis of Kent, and I think it's jolly good. I really should have called the podcast that. Too late. Oh, well. If you'd like to get in touch, you can email me at themtmp@gmail.com. That's the MTMP, Magnus Turner, MP, you see. themtmp@gmail.com, and you can use that address to tell me what issues of the day you'd like me to explain to you on future editions in terms you can understand. Of course, if you really care about democracy in this country, you're probably already following me on Twitter, at the MTMP, and maybe you've even become my friend on Facebook. We're not actually friends, obviously. We may never even meet, all being well. But it's what you should do, and you should encourage everyone you know to do so as well. For freedom. On which point, I'll leave you this time with a few thoughts about Brexit, as explained at a recent public meeting.
Now, I'm no expert, so you'll want to listen to this. the country's in a bit of a titwas, isn't it? Do I have all the answers? No, I don't. Am I always right? More often than not, in fact, yes, I am. Do I use the rhetorical device of asking myself questions and answering myself succinctly? Yes, I do. Oh, yeah. You want honesty from your politicians. You want directness, integrity, authenticity. I get it. And I didn't actually vote in the referendum myself. It's 5 minutes you'll never get back, isn't it? My wife and I were at Glastonbury, putting up a tent for Tom Watson. It was a terribly, terribly difficult night. Muse were headlining. Only about half the people there seemed to enjoy it. And many of them thought they'd bought a ticket for Max Bygraves. But when I heard the result on the Friday morning, I was absolutely shocked. And as a member of the Labour Party at the moment, that's right. I've been in all of them from time to time. But I've always been a radical socialist at heart. And as a member of the Labour Party, I really felt I had no option but to add my name to the motion of no confidence in you. Well, I'm sorry I had to do it, but have you seen what you've done? The Prime Minister has resigned. At least his legacy is assured, I suppose. But he took it very badly. I hadn't heard his voice quaver like that since the Lanzarote incident. You may remember a year or so ago, Mr. Cameron was stung by a jellyfish, the nasty, spineless creature. Just a word of advice, if anyone here should ever be so unfortunate as to be stung by a jellyfish, do you know the best way to neutralise the poison? Well, it's not the way I'd have phrased it. But no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You need to find someone who's willing to urinate on you. The Prime Minister was absolutely fine.
Well, I'm sure you found that very helpful indeed. So, until next time, and I do hope you'll join me then, so I can be with you. Whatever. Cheerio.
Order. The eyes have it. The eyes have it.
Many lot of people say aye. The eyes have it. Order.
Order. There's far too much noise in this chamber, which makes a order.
I'm enjoying this.
Honourable gentlemen, it's just being plain silly.
Order!
I think I heard the term pipsqueak. The Honourable Gentleman must withdraw.
What a good idea!
I feel the hand of history upon our shoulders.
And we not only saved the world, saved the bank, and saved the banks and led the way.
I'm enjoying this!
Calm down, dear. Calm down.
The eyes have it. Order.